Country Music by Matthew Dickman. When the dogs in my neighborhood go wild over the patrol car's red and blue scream, the lights hitting someone's windows like electric ticker tape. And I know some of those dogs are biters because I was someone they bit. I begin to think about the lives of men and how we carry the heavy load of muscle, the rumble and ruckus, without a complaint, while vulnerability barely lifts its face from the newspaper. But I've been drinking. I'm a little messed up, and there's something about cigars and bourbon I no longer want to be a part of. I remember how Kate would slip out of her jeans, her bra, how she appled my body, all that sweet skin and core, the full mouth and pulp. She was like a country song playing underneath an Egyptian cotton sheet, the easy kindness of her body finding its way into mine. But I have a father somewhere. I have a way I'm supposed to walk down the street like a violent decision that hasn't been made yet. I don't care how many hours you put in weeding the garden or how much you love modern dance. You'll slip back into your knuckles. You can carry your groceries home in your public radio tote bag. You can join a book club. You can date an Indonesian hippie with dreadlocks, but you are never far from breaking someone's jaw. When I was 23, I went to a party, drank two Coronas, and slapped my girlfriend across the face. I wanted someone to beat me. I wanted to get thrown into the traffic I had made of my life, to go crashing into the couch where two skater kids were smoking pot out of a Pepsi can, showing off their cuts and bruises, talking about a friend who ollied over a parked car the same day he got stabbed at the mall.